This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here with my colleagues Jennifer Horn and Jake Kirshner to go through the charts and have our comments and our thoughts and what we've been talking about on our respective programs. Jennifer, mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and knocking them dead there. It's a better program than anything else that they have in Los Angeles, I'll tell you that, despite her co-host. At any rate, right, okay. I just love having you here with us. That's the thing. And nobody can replace me
and
with you.
And obviously I must love being here because here we are.
Here we are. Yes, exactly. All right, so Jay and Jennifer and I are going to have our comments based on conversations we've had this week on the People list from Talkers Magazine, number 10, George Santos. Let's just do the list, and then we'll do our up check.
Are you Santosing us?
Yes, right. Good God.
It's going to be a verb now.
Yeah, all right. So I am distracted a little bit. The whole business about between Santos and Omar and the huffing and puffing going on. Look, I have no use. She's number 6, by the way, on the People list. I have no use for her one way or another. And I, but the fact that there are so many different points of view when it comes to her. MSNBC would tell you she's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and they were a bunch of racist pigs because obviously what we're doing to her is a result of her religion and her background, and yada, yada, yada. With George Santos, there's none of that. He's a worthless piece of crap. And the fact that
we think we're not sure
what
because he's lying. We don't even know who the guy is. He's like told a million stories.
Yeah,
he's catfished
right.
The nation.
He's totally catfished the nation. The way that I look at this is that last cycle, Nancy Pelosi went through and said we're going to pick who we want to have on these committees because we're the majority party. This time around, and Republicans warned at that time, you're setting precedents. So now that Republicans are in charge, some people are saying this is just, trying to hit back. But
of course
I have no issue with Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell being allowed on other committees because they've been, look, Schiff lies to his voters just as much as George Santos, but about different things. Schiff lied about the Russia stuff. Santos lies about who he is. Both of them, if they're elected by their constituents, should stay in Congress, but neither of them should be on a committee where you're trusted with the highest bits of intelligence in the land, because that's ridiculous. If you're a known liar, why should we put you on the intel
committee? So is Omar in that same category?
So the reason I bring up Nancy Pelosi is that she knocked Marjorie Taylor Greene off of committees for something that she thought was white nationalist talk from like years ago, like before Marjorie Taylor Greene was even in Congress. And so she said she couldn't be on any committee. What Republicans voted on yesterday is Ilhan Omar has said really anti-Semitic things. She is anti-Israel, and she sits on the Foreign Relations Committee, which deals with Israel all the time. So what the vote was this week is that she can sit now on any other committee, including Intel, just not on Foreign Relations because of the comments that she's made about Israel.
See, I wouldn't even want her on Intel. But what is interesting, the fact that I had forgotten that she was so anti-Semitic. So why is she given, under the circumstances, is that she's a representative of a district in Michigan.
That's right.
So is she representing the people there? Are
Clearly
they anti-Semites?
I guess. I don't
well,
know.
Is that
a really, it's a really great question. How does she get elected over and over again with those really terrible things that she said about Israel?
Yeah.
So I think it's a question. It's a question for her voters. I live in Adam Schiff's district. I bonk my head against the wall going, this guy's lied to us over and over again. How do people keep electing him? But they do. So what's appropriate? Is it appropriate to put him on? I'd rather have him on appropriations than I would rather have him on the Intel committee. So those are the three that were suspect. But something happened this week that the media is not going to tell you about. And it was because of the woman in Indiana. She's a Republican. And she said, you know, enough of this nonsense about the majority party, like deciding who can go on what committee. And this is kind of a new thing since Nancy Pelosi cycled this last time. She said, if somebody is not allowed to be on a committee, they get an appeals process. And so that's the way that they were able to secure enough votes to even have Ilhan Omar's vote of no confidence to be on foreign relations. Mm-hmm. So now, if somebody gets pulled off of a committee, at least they have an appeal process if they think that it's just a political hit job, mm-hmm. and they can appeal that decision. Mm-hmm. So I think that's more fair than just deciding the majority party gets to play.
What committees has George Santos been assigned to?
He's on no committees right now because he wasn't on anything important first, because Kevin McCarthy already came out and said, we're not putting him on anything important. It's up to his voters. Just like I'm not going to kick Adam Schiff out of Congress, I'm not going to kick Santos out of Congress. It's up to the voters. But he had kind of boring committee assignments. I don't even know what they were. But he just resigned all of them this week, saying I won't sit on any committee. So basically right now he's a placeholder in Congress, which means mm-hmm. he's on his way out.
Good. See you later, George. Okay, number 9 on the people list is Tyree Nichols. Nikki Haley is number 8. Donald Trump is at 7. Ms. Omar is at 6. Ron DeSantis is at 5. Hunter Biden at 4. Good God, can't we get rid of this guy? Jerome Powell is 3. Kevin McCarthy is 2. Joe Biden is 1. On the story side of things, artificial intelligence and what it means to McDonald's hamburger chain, much as anything else.
I'd like to buy some of that artificial intelligence.
Right. Maybe we'll be replaced by an artificial voice. What do you think? And an artificial brain.
Oh, no, don't give anybody those ideas.
I know.
Yeah. Who could think like us, though? You can't create a machine to think like we do. Uh-uh.
No,
Russia and the war, number 9 this week. The death of Tyree Nichols is 8. Who's running for president in 24 is 7. Border security is 6. Mr. DeSantis, the continuing focus on what he is doing in education, the policies that he's directing in Florida. Hunter Biden, my God, this guy. Number 4, let's see here. The government document leaks, investigations, and so much a hubbub about nothing. Number 2, the debt ceiling, and number 1, the economy. Okay, so let's, number 3, as much as I don't want to talk about this, I'm going to throw this angle out. This is one of these things, and as I look at the top, look at the top 10, according to Talkers Magazine, and how much of this stuff is hooey? When you get right down to the brass tacks of discussions.
Meaning scandal, when you say hooey?
I don't know if it's scandal. Maybe I'd put Hunter Biden in the same. 3 and 4 to me are nonsense. It's a lot of, this list reflects what people are talking about, but why are we talking about it? There's nothing new in terms of government documents, in terms of leaks, and what are we investigating? Why are we investigating? All these people do this stuff, and they've been doing it for years, and to whose detriment? You go, oh, there's 50 million things. What makes something classified? That's what ought to be investigated, not all this other stuff, because there's so much junk in there. Who cares?
Why is it taking so long?
Yeah, there's a reason there's a conversation about this. I think you're right, and there are lots of pieces of this. We overclassify documents tremendously in the country.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
I don't think the fact that Joe Biden or Mike Pence or, gosh, Jimmy Carter, like whoever, like right. I don't think it matters.
Jimmy Carter's a crook because he took crook.
I don't think that it would have mattered as much that everybody's taking classified documents home as like a souvenir with them if they hadn't raided Mar-a-Lago and making an example out of Trump.
I agree with that.
The reason it's a big deal for Joe Biden is because Joe Biden made it a big deal for Trump. He did that primetime interview, and he said that Trump couldn't be trusted, and blah, blah. So then he makes it a big deal. I also think that the other part of this story that is really concerning is people's feeling that there is a double-tiered system of justice. So, you know, Trump gets raided, Biden gets his lawyers there, they give him 7 months before they send the FBI into his home so he can clean everything up. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But you also have a couple of other pieces that are discouraging. It was revealed this week that the Department of Justice and Biden's administration made a deal not to tell anybody about the documents that they found in his office.
Of course they did.
The first set. Well, that's not okay.
It's all politics.
But it's not politics.
Not okay.
That's protecting your own. And I think this is the swamp that Trump talks so much about, and it includes Republicans as well as Democrats.
But he didn't
do anything
about it.
They weren't going to tell anybody. So Mr. Transparent, who ran and says Trump's such a bad guy, is now making deals to shut it up. The other piece is that I don't mind if Mike Pence or Jimmy Carter, quite frankly, have classified documents, or Bill Clinton, or I don't know about Obama. We'll see about that. But what I don't like is that we have now a history, a pattern of behavior with the Biden's family, that they sell that information to our adversaries. So I have a problem if Joe Biden has classified information. That's important. Look, if it's something that's overclassified, fine. That would make me feel better.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
But this is stuff he's selling to Ukraine and to China? Come on.
Well, there's a cloud over that, whether it is or it isn't.
It's how they make their money, that we know this.
Yeah. Well, the understanding here, though, as far as the laptop and Hunter Biden, now what they've done is they have hired a bunch of lawyers to deny that the laptop existed. They want a criminal probe, not into what Hunter Biden is doing, but into the people who leaked the information. So they're deflecting it. This is so obvious.
Yeah.
They're making it worse for themselves.
Lawyers had actually admitted that it was his laptop this week. Also, a new piece of information came off the laptop that he was withholding. This is just, I don't know if it constitutes a crime, but it's sure scumbag behavior. He was withholding a woman's paycheck unless she would send him naked pictures of her, like, showering and have, like...
Hunter Biden was?
Yes, at Owasco,
really?
Which was his lawyering group. Hmm. And by the way, they have the pictures, so it's not like he didn't get them.
Are they any good? Did you see them?
I saw them. They're very spicy. Right. The Daily Mail had them. And
Stormy Daniels spicy?
Everybody's naked. Let's just say that. Everybody's naked.
Well, look, just because they're naked, there's a nude beach down in Florida, Riviera Beach, in Palm Beach County, and there's no one there you want to see naked.
Well,
nobody,
it's not that. This woman you do want to see, I'm sure many people would like it, and Hunter Biden's standing over her naked. So the two of them,
How lovely is that?
I don't know if that happens on the beach all the time.
I think we'll keep moving here. It's now 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia? Wow, that's cheap. So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We'll be right back. A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Social media time, 23 after the hour. Each hour of the Good Day program, we present ideas and thoughts from our listeners. You can get to us pretty easily at Good Day Show. So let's see what Jay has come up with. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly for all your car care needs. Get the parts, the service that you need. It's very quick. They're fast, the professional parts people at O'Reilly. So check it out, O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can go online and order stuff, or you can go to the stores. It's always fun. I love going into stores like that. Maybe I'm the only one in the world who does. I like wandering around, looking at the batteries. I look at the the brake fluid.
You know, I love to shop. The oil. Jay, I think you love to shop. I don't know. I love O'Reilly Auto Parts when I need it. I just don't go to browse. That's all.
Right. Okay, got that. All right, so let's get the comments here. Jay, the vote on Ms. Omar and what it means. And so let's see. We've got
voting off the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Yeah,
Mike
right.
Zadra called it a good start. Mm-hmm. Sharon Jakubicek said, I'm from Minnesota. She has a lot of luggage. She should be gone. Mm-hmm. James Phelps agrees that it should have happened some time ago. Sydney Houghton thinks that Ilhan Omar should be deported. Stacey Array.
She was born here, wasn't she?
No,
she's Somalian.
Yeah.
Oh, she was Somalian? I thought her family was Somalian. I didn't think.
No, remember she married her brother or something like that. There was that scandal. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Stacey Array says it was not for anti-Semitic. Otherwise, that other GOP member who was talking about Jewish laser beams wouldn't have gotten a committee as well.
Who was that?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, which she was kicked off of all committees. However, now, doesn't she have a committee assignment again? Isn't she part of...
So what did she say? This is news to me. What did Marjorie Taylor Greene
say?
It was something about space laser beams.
What's it got to do with Jewish lasers?
And that Jewish people put them up there. Like, that was something along her comments. And she hadn't been.
That could have been true, by the way.
Marjorie Taylor Greene had been removed of all committees, but now she is on the House
Homeland
Security Committee.
She wants to be Trump's running mate, for God's sakes. And right?
Can you imagine? Trump's like, yes, I heard about the laser beams.
Thank you for doing the Dr. Evil voice, because that's immediately what I thought, too.
Uh-huh. All right, what else?
And then Scott Gibbons says the Republican-led Congress is a sorry place. So different viewpoints.
Right. All right, next question has to do with, what is this number? She's number 8 on the people list. Whether or not Nikki Haley would make an interesting presidential candidate.
Yeah, apparently she's supposed to announce her run at February 15th. John Berg says, I could support Nikki Haley. She's intelligent, well-spoken, and would make an amazing president.
I'd look at her carefully, frankly. I would.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Liz Ovard says that, unfortunately, she's Canadian. Liz is Canadian, so she can't vote, but she finds Nikki Haley very impressive.
Yeah, I think she is. Yeah.
Sydney Hutton would rather vote for Trump or DeSantis, while Cheryl Grace Chick.
Sydney, you're a sexist.
Cheryl Grace Chick says that Nikki Haley is very capable. The youngest governor of South Carolina. She's a diplomat. She's articulate. She is quiet yet confident in her demeanor. And this country needs to dump the tired old politicians.
I want to see this. I want to see Nikki Haley run against Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God.
Well, what? Okay, so Jeremy has a take on that one.
Wait, his name's Jeremy Jeremy?
At least on Facebook it is. he says this might sound sexist, but there will never be a woman president because there are still countries who don't even recognize women, and they sure as heck would not be negotiating with them.
That isn't going to keep us from voting for one.
But, yeah.
Nice thinking, Jeremy. You sure this isn't Ron Jeremy, who's just using Jeremy Jeremy instead of Ron Jeremy? Could be that's a comment from Ron Jeremy. Okay, enough the chuckles. I think we better pause now while we're ahead. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Tempting as it may be to add a couple bucks to your monthly mortgage payment to chip away at your principal balance, don't do it if you have any credit card balance. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Your mortgage is single-digit debt, and your credit card is double-digit debt. Keep making the minimum credit card payment, and you will never be out of debt. If you have more than one credit card, there are two common approaches. Throw as much money as you can at the card with the highest percentage rate and pay the minimum on others. Or pay off the card with the smallest balance first, then attack next biggest. And if you can, start a new card, one with an introductory zero-rate balance transfer, so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Time for us to underscore what's going on at MyPillow.com. Using the code DS, you can get fabulous bargains even for your pets. Yes, the MyPillow pet bed is available right now, so you can have a pet that is enjoying the same comfort that you are in the MyPillow pet bed. You know, they have mattresses, mattress toppers, all those good things. MyPillow is known for quality and value. Those things are great. My pillows, different sizes. The pet bed, I'm just underscoring some of the things here. It's a fabulous company. They do fabulous work. So go through. There's a great product catalog you can get. All you have to do is download it at MyPillow.com. See what specials they have, whether it's the comforters, bathrobes. It is a cool way for you to spend a couple of moments and then save some money. MyPillow.com. Check out using the discount code DS. That's MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A massive 7.8 earthquake rocked southern Turkey early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and sending residents running into the streets as aftershocks were felt across the region. Ziadan Sakir, geologist at Ankara University on the Turkish News Channel.
They may take up to one year, you know, the aftershock activity will not stop immediately. The size of aftershocks may be as large as 6.5.
Officials are looking at a train axle failure on the Norfolk Southern car that derailed near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border Friday night. A fire continued to burn for days, and evacuation orders were given to residents Sunday night. Beyoncé on Sunday night broke the records for the most awarded Grammy artist of all time with 32 wins. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good morning. I know it's hard to wake up because the sun's in your eyes, but you got this. And hey, you never know. There's a million different ways that this whole day could go. So I'm just popping in to say, I hope you have a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear. And more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
At 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the top stories from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA and the Good Day program. Jay is here from Good Day. Doug is here from Good Day. Because Jennifer is here, and because most usually there's something in the story list that focuses on some of the, and I guess this week number eight would be that, the violence in America, the Nichols death, but more to the point of where they happen, some of these things. A lot of them have happened in California this week. The fact that some, the news media here yesterday, Jennifer, as I was looking around after I had my eye operated on, the mass shooting that the, every one of the five news channels were on at the same time. Supposedly the police seized high-powered rifles from this guy who was accused of making threats. So how did they get this information?
Yeah, that was the story that was actually a lot to draw from the story about what we need to be doing. There was a guy who moved into a high-rise apartment building in Hollywood. He was on the 18th floor. And I guess he had been just kind of just showing people bad behavior and saying crazy things like he was going to kill everybody. And so many of the residents and even the building staff started to complain to police. And how many times have we heard that people don't say anything, number one, and if they do say anything, the police ignore it? Well, the police actually came to check it out. And when they got there, they heard that he had made these threats, including killing everybody. And so they got a warrant. They went in. They searched his place. They found thousands of rounds of ammunition, multiple firearms, all different kinds. And he had a basically like a sniper rifle pointed at the park beneath the building with a pane of glass. He had glass windows, and he had it pointing through the window down at the ground. Which
you know what I thought of when I saw that?
Las Vegas.
I thought
probably,
of Las Vegas. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Same.
And so he had it set up. Now, I was talking with, as you mentioned, I do the LA radio show with my co-host. He goes, well, I have a lot of guns. And so if I ever got arrested, they'd say, I have all of these guns and all of this ammunition. But the point that he had the thing sticking out the window, ready to take aim at people, that's not normal behavior. Mm-hmm. So he comes
just
home.
Moved into that building.
Yeah. He comes home and they arrest him. And so I think, well done, first of all, to the LAPD. Well done to the people who complained. And good for them for listening and not just bypassing it like we've heard in so many other stories. And then we wonder what happened when there was a tragedy. And we go, what should we have done differently? They actually did this one right. And I guess he had ties to other violent attacks. They didn't say what, but in other states outside of California. So,
speaking of attacks, story of this five-year-old boy in California who survived an attack by a mountain lion up in San Mateo, which is an area where a lot of this stuff would happen. The youngster identified as Jack. There's a GoFundMe page that's been set up for his family. Anyway, this boy, he's got a lot of lacerations on his body and fractures. His eye is messed up, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but he's alive, and he's going
to
make it and still thrive in life.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, under the circumstances, the courage here you think about a five-year-old, it's got to be more instinctive than anything else, right?
Yeah.
He wrestled this mountain lion.
Yeah, he and his mom both. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. There you go. That's something to be thankful for, I guess, much as anything else. All right, and the other thing from California that people are talking about, Jennifer, this is the California segment of the countdown. The police trying to figure out why these three cars were driving down a road where there was a sinkhole. The road's closed off, and these idiots drive down the road, and the cars go into the sinkhole.
Yeah, I don't know about all of that. I just know that we've had sinkholes open up in California because of the rains and the roads are in.
Yeah, but this had road closed signs.
And it said road
closed.
I know people wanted to still drive over it. I know. It's just people are idiots.
So you get what you deserve. Yeah. And so, fortunately,
this has been a thing, though, around here with all the rain and all the yucky roads that nobody does any upkeep on. And so then you've got a big sinkhole, and people decide it would be fun to go drive into it.
That's the other thing. And I would think, I'm sure you bring this up on your program because you're not a fan of the current governor. But what are people thinking when they are looking for leadership and there is none? Basically, there's no leadership in California whatsoever. There's a lot of posturing. There's a lot of talk. But when you look at the condition of the roads, when I drive around here, when I'm here, I look at and know what my children are paying in taxes. I know when I was a landowner, what I was paying in taxes here. How do you stand it? How do you put up with it is the question.
We pay an awful lot to get not a lot back.
Nothing.
And people, and this is what is the going conversation. You don't have people that make change. Or you have unions that are so strong that there's so much corruption when an election time comes that, they can take advantage of the system, get people to show up, and then the vote is the same. And so when there's a problem, the party that's in power kind of likes the problem because they can make money and give themselves and hand out favors to try to fix it. The idea that you can fix homelessness with just money, 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 which is all they think, is just not true. The idea that you can fix crime by taking away police and creating new areas of government is not true. But they're making money for themselves and their friends, so they're going to continue to do it, and we're going to continue to just be in this terrible, vicious cycle.
It's really amazing how shallow people are. Part of it, I think, has to come from younger people, their focus on social media, not really learning what's going on. They have advocacy positions. You know, the same thing as some of the talk radio is today. It's or most of it is. It's advocacy. It's not really, you're not learning anything. You're just having people do the rah-rah, shish-goom-bah, you know, whether it comes to Representative Omar, who deserves not to be where she is, whatever it is that becomes the fix for that. But, you know, there's another new network, the News Nation, is one of the television networks that's now pretty much focusing on the news itself. No opinions, no groups of people together, you know, to say, well, what do you think of this? And there's, Scripps has another. Isn't that who it is, Jennifer? I think the old Scripps News stations have now created another, because their research shows that people want to know what the facts are.
Mm-hmm.
People who don't want to look at Fox and see the same old crap every day. They don't want to look at MSNBC and the same old crap, read the New York Times and that crap every day. All right, having said that, number seven on the story list this week, who's running for the presidency? And I think as I look at you could expect Donald Trump to take a shot at Nikki Haley, which he has done already.
Not in a huge, you know, it was interesting. That
well, not as disrespectful as he usually is.
Yeah. Well, no, he just called her overly ambitious.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I don't know if that's an insult. I guess maybe overly ambitious is supposed to be an insult on a female. I don't know. But the only person officially in the campaign right now, I think Democrat or Republican, at least in the main, is Trump. Nikki Haley said she's going to announce on the 15th. She called Trump, and because she'd been on tape saying that she wouldn't run if he was in because that was her president. She did a wonderful job. Well, she changed her mind, and he's in the race, and so she called him and said, yeah, I think I had a change of mind. And he told her, and she said what he told her, and he said what he told her, and they match up. That, it, you know, I don't really want you to run, but it's a free country. Everybody can run. And if it's in your heart, follow your heart. So that's what she's going to do. I think that she
How
might
would she be as a vice presidential running
Well,
mate
that's
with him,
what I so. Think this might be. I think this might be an attempt to be have her become his vice president. Because Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State, has a book out. He doesn't like Nikki Haley. He said that Nikki Haley went to Trump to try to knock out Pence in 2020 to become vice president. And on Hugh Hewitt's show this week, Trump didn't want to embarrass her, but wouldn't comment on the story. So to me, that means, yes, she did
try to
knock out.
So Trump was on with Hugh Hewitt.
This week.
He's on the Salem network that Jennifer is on, the ownership of her station. Yeah. Okay, well.
So he says he wouldn't confirm it outright. He said, I don't want to embarrass her, but obviously that means it's probably true in Pompeo's book that she wanted to be his vice president in 2020.
Okay.
So maybe. I think that there are a lot of people who are going to run for the presidency wanting to be Trump's VP, and wouldn't be surprised if he came out with the VP pick sooner rather than later before they even get a chance to be considered to be vice president. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, way too much politics and not a discussion of some of the other issues. Here's this. If I were doing the list, I'm not Talkers Magazine. I'm not Michael Harrison. But I will tell you the number one thing in my focus this week, and that's a pun because I had my eye operated on. My focus isn't too good.
The one good eye is on what?
I have one good eye, right. Is this damn balloon?
Yes, the Chinese weather balloon.
What the hell is that all about?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something, Doug, that you deserve the credit for, because you have talked about this for a long time, not Chinese weather balloons, but the fact that Chinese companies are coming in and buying up American farmland, and our stupid government's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. These are just businesses coming in. Every business that does that, and I guarantee you, I'm going to say 99.999% of the businesses that do that have direct ties to the Communist Chinese Party.
Of course they do. That's how the country runs.
And they're taking us over.
The government runs everything. Yeah.
They're taking us over quietly from the inside, and we're just stupid with our fingers asleep on the switch. But anyway, so now this piece of farmland, They start launching weather balloons flying over Air Force bases, and now the Air Force is saying, you know, maybe we shouldn't let them go ahead with this deal. What are they waiting for? Shoot the balloon down.
Right. Shoot it down.
Why wouldn't they shoot it down?
It's over Billings, Montana, apparently, as we're doing this program, and that'll catch it, and the jet stream is flowing through there. So it'll blow at 180 miles an hour in an easterly, southeasterly direction. So who knows? And then, but the counter from these lightweights in the government is, well, they can see that. They can see the same thing from a spy satellite.
Sorry.
So why should
shoot
we be worried
down.
About it? No, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, send an F-22 out there and shoot the damn thing down.
Well, they're worried about civilians on the ground, but in that case, if you know where the debris field will be, then evacuate that area.
Or shoot it down over the mountains. Montana, hello. I think that's the least populated state in the country, and it's not like there were millions and millions of people there. I think there are 3 million people at most that live in Montana. There's plenty of places. Big sky country, you can find a nice big area to shoot the damn thing down and be done with it. So what we are, you know, it's sort of, it goes back to a lot of the other things that we're talking about. With regard to farmland, Jennifer, I thought last year, and I missed, I guess I didn't follow this carefully enough, there was a bill introduced last year to keep the Russians, the Chinese, and all foreign governments from buying farmland. It never made it through the Senate. I thought it did. I don't know whether Biden would sign it or not, but there's another bill that you can check out that's been reintroduced for the same thing, because people who are thinking about this, and mostly it's Republicans, the Democrats don't have a clue, want to keep the Russians and the Chinese from buying farmland. Yes, that's something we need to be focused on.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America. American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Friday is upon us. It's the 3rd of February. Time for a visit, our weekly visit. Sounds like I'm going to the doctor. Let's go see. Our proctologist is here, Dr. Nick Miles from our autoexpert.com. Actually, we're digging into and reviewing the important things, the news that Nick has been following from the automobile business this past week. And there's a study out on traffic congestion. The town that I live in Massachusetts, Framingham, in this survey came in as the 50th most congested driving in the country, which is amazing considering that it's a 75,000, you know, maybe there's 75,000 people that live there, but it's on the main drag. The largest shopping centers in the east are there, a whole bunch of them. The intersection of four major highways there. So I guess maybe that's one of the reasons, but plus the fact that the road works haven't kept up. So when you look at this and analyze it for people to understand what's going on, what is the reason? It's okay to understand that there's congestion all over the place, where the worst states are for driving, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then, you know, what's being done? What can be done after they give us this information? So what's the cure for it? Look at these. The worst states, what a surprise. California's in there. And Hawaii? Really? You've driven to Hawaii. You think it's so bad in Hawaii? I don't think it's so bad in Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii is bad, Doug, because they have very few roads, right? They don't want to put new roads through through such small islands. And when you get all these people visiting and they have one way in and one way out to certain beaches and certain towns and coastlines, they get very jam-packed. And I remember taking 2 hours to get from the airport in Maui to the hotel once, and you know, just because somebody had broken down. So it can because there's few roads, it can be very frustrating. But that's an exception. And I think where you live is a little bit of an exception, Doug, because you also have to count the fact that they have the Doug Steffen fan club in town.
That's probably the problem. You're right. Yeah, that takes care of that. So in terms of the lowest share of rush hour traffic congestion, looks like West Virginia is the king of that. Very little rush hour, whereas California has the highest. And there's nothing that isn't expected there, right?
Right. You know, exactly. And it's interesting, too, that it depends where you go in California. You know, there's lots of California. There's only three states on the West Coast. And this, when you go up and down the coast, and California is most of the West Coast, so there's a lot of places that don't have. But when you go to L.A. or San Francisco, San Diego, oh, boy. I mean, somebody who has to leave 4 hours before a basketball game just to go see the game, just to get in to see the Lakers in L.A. Live, that's a tough one. So it can be horrible. Just depends on where you live in California. But there's plenty of deserts and rural areas that don't have bad traffic. It's just that in L.A. it's pretty awful.
Well, when you go up the 5, you live in the Portland area, so when the 5 comes through there, how's the traffic on the 5 when you're going around Portland?
Horrible, but we also have an extra thing, and that's the people in Portland don't know how to drive. And it's well documented that, you know, they'll change lanes without signaling and all that sort of thing. And then on top of that, we have this big core of people who, for some strange and bizarre reason, thinks bicycles are the way to go. And they just make everything far worse.
There have been 2 people killed on bicycles here in California this week. When you look, one of them apparently was a result of road rage. A guy driving the car was cut off by the guy on the bicycle. He was in the bicycle lane, however, the driver was in the wrong lane. And so he ran over this guy, and then he went back with a knife to finish him off.
Wow.
This is mostly right. Hello.
That's a bit of an extreme.
My God.
I honk my horn, and I feel bad sometimes, but not quite getting to those extremes.
All right, what are the other takeaways here as far as time and what I look at it as how much gasoline are we wasting, how much people's lives being wasted. There's sort of a choice, I suppose, in there. And I think those are the things that need to be monitored. But also the price of gasoline. Is this on your website, ourautoexpert.com? Yeah. All right.
Yes, sir. More there.
All right. Check it out. Nick Miles here on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.